reason I was anxious to hear from you, because I am on that committee and Reverend George is not in town, and he called and said that he will probably be here around 1 hour and a half or 2 hours. He's snowbound somewhere. But I learned when he called me yesterday that there had been some talk going on. He had already met some of you. You've been negotiating on something. And I would like to, for someone to put me, get me up to date on what you have already discussed. And if I know that, and then I will know where to go from here. I do know some things that we are very concerned about, but I would like to be led up to date on what has already been discussed. Would you like to?
Pastor Thor, gentlemen. I met with the Reverend George at his church, and he proposed that since he understood our concern, that he have an opportunity to represent our concern to his associates. And we accepted his proposal. Yes, we agree with him that people of the same faith could better resolve their problems than the people of different faith, you see. So we agree with him. All we wanted is that our concern be known. And once we know that our concern is known and understood in the right way, then we are happier having the people of the faith, of your faith, resolve the problem. Yes. So that was the terms that we came to with Reverend George. Now, I also left with him a tape, and I asked him to share the tape with his associates, with the ministers. I wish I had the tape with me, but I don't. So what I'll do, just in case we don't see him at our next meeting, I'll bring copies of the tape for you, and then you could pass them on. The tape explains, I think, pretty clearly my view of the development that brought into Christianity images that purport to claim to represent the Holy Prophet Jesus and His Holy Mother Mary and saints and all the other images that we find in the Western world. Our concern is not purely a religious concern as such. Our concern is also a racial concern. As you perhaps know, Muslims throughout the world have tolerated images in their own countries. There are Christians who live in Muslim countries, predominantly Muslim countries, and they conduct their services, their church services, and they some of them do have images. Although I believe the Eastern Church didn't have the problems images as did the Western Church, but they do have some images over there. In this particular situation that we find ourselves in, I'm inspired to act against image in the Christian faith, because I believe that this is a very favorable situation for conducting such campaigns. I conceive America as a country whose purpose, the purpose for establishing it, founding this country, is to invite problems from around the world to this particular country so that people can find solutions. I see America as a place, a freedom place, a democratic place, a country for all of us, a country that I've come to identify with myself. This is my country. And I see it as an opportunity for people to come who have problems in the world and solve those problems here in an atmosphere of democracy. And I feel that we should take advantage of that. We should take advantage of that and do whatever we can to raise the consciousness of the people in faith and to bring about the second step in that movement toward clarifying the worship of God. And I do believe what you hear on the tape, I do believe that many able ministers or pastors in the Christian faith, I believe they understand that these images are just a step to bring people closer to God. And if they are just a step in education, and education of the people has outgrown that now, then we should agree upon removing them upon purely religious basis. But there's also a racial conflict. We are not white, and we don't like that our people gather in churches or anywhere and see images of that are that are representative of the white race towering over them and purporting to be divine. So I think I have briefly explained to you our concern, and I hope that we can do whatever we can. As for what we can do together, the history of my religion is one of friendship with Christians. In Spain, there was a Moor rule there from the Moors of Africa that lasts 700 years. That's longer than the whole longevity of America. Lasts 700 years. And the history tells us that Christians and Muslims lived very well together, peacefully together, they progressed together, and even Jews in Spain, in the history of Spain under the Muslims, progressed together for 700 years. Our religion tells us that if God had not produced one force to check another force, that monasteries, churches, synagogues, and mosques would have been torn down. So our holy book invites us to cooperate with people who reverence the name of God like we do. And we are even instructed to stand at your side against savages or heathens that would come and defame or come and harm, hurt the sanctity of your church, you see. And many Muslims, they don't know these things because they are caught up in the issues of today, and many of them don't reflect on what was the issue of yesterday, you see. And many of the issues of yesterday, if we understood them, we could solve the ones we have today. So we are friends of Christians. My mother was a holiness woman, and though she embraced the religion of Islam as they understood it in those days, when I was before I was born, about 2 years maybe before I was born, I recall her singing. I got an interest in the Bible. We rejected the Bible in those days. But as I became more acquainted with my own religion, I went back and I did a study of the Bible, and I came to respect the Bible. I respect the Bible, but just like I respect my own book, a sacred book. We are friends, and I'm sure we can do a lot of things together. We would like to tackle the problems of the communities. We are not radicals. We are not fanatics. We are not subversive. We don't want to subvert the system, to undo the system of government, or to undo the system of the church. We want to do things together to promote the good causes of man on earth. Thank you very much.
I could just stand out there.
Yes. Yes.
What you said is wonderful, and would be saying we can put them together and get the best ideas, and maybe some kind of way we can all work together. What we don't need to do is fight each other. What our people, our pastors, have been upset about, and I don't know what you and Reverend George talked about, but I'd like to hear this from you. We are very upset about the marching that you have been doing around some of the churches. That upset the union last week, and a lot of things said that I told them shouldn't be said, because I met three of you here, and we had a real nice time. I don't know who it was, and I took them to office, and we had a nice talk, but there was some discussion that didn't sound too good, and I would like to know your idea of marching around a church on Sunday morning, which you know that is against everything we stand for. Do you plan to continue that, or did you all accept it?
Yes, we did. Now, we feel that America is a unique country, and we feel that if there exists an element or spirit or an element, a factor in the society that is injurious to the well-being of people in the church and outside the church, we feel that we have the right to peacefully demonstrate against that, if that's the only means we have open to us to bring that to the consciousness of the people. I'm sure no one went in the church. No one tried to storm into the church. And I'm told that they conduct themselves very peacefully. And they are not supposed to be marching. They're supposed to be walking. We don't call it a march. We call it a walk. They go out walking with signs in a very peaceful and humble way. Just to bring the matter to the consciousness of the Christians that we feel are not aware of our concerns. Once we know that church and pastor are aware of our concerns and understand our concerns, we then cease demonstrations.
Do you realize and respect that we have concerns too?
Yes, certainly I do.
Now, we understand that I meet here at 11 o'clock in the morning. If there's someone walking around this church, you can call it walking the margin, so he said walking amongst the walkers. Around this church, people are going to come here and they're not coming in. And then you are hurting us. When they see people walking around the church, then they're going to get afraid, or they're going to feel what's going on. A lot of people don't have a confidence in church in any way. You have your fights and all that in church, and this is bad. So since this steps on our concern, if we are willing to meet you and discuss anything you want to discuss, then we would like to feel that you would tell us you won't march around our church, because it hurts our building of the church. It hurts the growth of the church.
Right.
Now, some people didn't get here Sunday until 12:30. If someone had been walking around the church, they wouldn't have came in. And then when they won't come in, you're hurting us. Now, we can sit down and discuss anything if we want to leave religion out. There are lots of blacks could do to help the blacks. And we know that we're willing to do anything we can to help our society to be known and to stand up before the white man and be counted and not by his back and let someone walk on it. Because we feel that if you stand up, nobody can ride your back. And we have been known as the type of people that buy on the back and say, get off my back. But we feel that if a man stands up, regardless of who he is, nobody's going to ride his back. So you are hurting us of what we are trying to do by marching around our church, or walking around. People will go away. People will, Richard said he didn't have as many out that Sunday as he had been having, because they saw all the people and they left. So we need to come together. One scripture says, get wisdom, get knowledge, and after all you're getting, get understanding. I've heard about you. I'm like Pilate when he met Jesus. I've heard about you, but I never met you. So it's good for us to meet each other.
Yes.
I feel you a man like I am. You are God's product just like I am. And God loves you and God loves me. And we need to understand each other. When we get wisdom and get knowledge, and I can tell you have a lot of wisdom and you have a lot of knowledge, we need to get an understanding. Sometimes understanding is good more than anything, because we fail to understand our brothers. Like I told them in the union last Wednesday, these men, whether they are Muslim or Muslim, whatever you want to call it, they are our brothers. They are our black brothers. And there is many ways that black brothers can walk together. Now, we may not never see eye to eye on religion. Things that you is against, I may not never be against. But we can see close enough to put our forces together and put our arms around each other, stand up for each other, and walk together. And maybe if we have more meetings like this,
we can stop the walking around the churches, because that has upset a lot of our ministers. It didn't upset me, because I just took three people up, we talked to them, and I mean, I talked to them, and we had a nice discussion, and they left. But it upset the whole Bay Area. Now, we have some people feel that you are coming here to change everything we stand for. And you know, like if I go to a new church, and if they call me for a pastor, and if I heard a lot of people in there drank, and they wasn't doing good, I wouldn't get up and take a text and say, and the Bible said it, but I wouldn't preach my first sermon saying wine is a mocker, and strong drink is rages, he that deceives thereby is not wise. I wouldn't make that my first sermon. I might down the line preach that, but I wouldn't do it time to get there. Mm-hmm. So you have some getting the idea that you just got here, and already you're just trying to take over and say, you do this and you do that. It's your idea that people should take these pictures out of their churches. But I'm sure you would try to make them do it. And
no.
How do you feel on that? You
no,
on that?
No, we wouldn't use force. We use the truth. And that's all we're trying to do, is just bring truth to the conscience. In fact, I told my people, because I heard that the concerns had gotten kind of very serious, and I told them that we don't have any hatred for Christians, we don't want to take over their churches, and we want to live side by side with them. And I said that if they attack you, I said you should take it.
Now,
and not return the blow.
Another question. Since you know probably something about the Baptist, and I'm not, like him.
My father, all my people were Baptists. All my people were Baptists.
Yeah, so
grandfather, all.
Since you know something about the Baptists, do you see anything here among the Baptist churches and the majority of the people black live here are Baptists, the majority? Now, do you see anything here that we could blend together some kind of way and work together? It's wonderful the way I work with him, but we are not the same faith, but he and I work together. I work with the ministers' union. It was a long time before they received me as a member, because I'm one of the only primitive Baptists in this Bay Area. And primitive Baptists is different. You see this church, you don't see no singing choir, because we don't have one. Mm-hmm. You see this piano, but we only use it in a wedding or something. We don't have no music in our church. We don't have no Sunday school. I teach once a week, and that's on Thursday night. That's our way of doing it. But I'm not going to fight his way of doing it. Mm-hmm. And he and I work together real good, but I respect his hour. And he respects my hour. And when two people respect each other's hour, as they walk together, I might change something in my house on account of him. But I got that respect first. And he may change something on account of me. Now, I feel there's a change that maybe we can meet together and discuss, and maybe we may do some things that we don't even think now we would. But if we meet together on terms like we're doing now and discuss things, and I think it can be helped to you all as well as us. And if you are moving your headquarters here, and I've been to the one you had in Chicago, I didn't go in, but I saw a sign, and they said that's where so-and-so lives, and that was about 10 years ago, and I went around the big place, and looked over it. I respect anybody for doing what they feel is right. I respect it. And I feel that if we put our forces together, we might can help each other. But I don't respect no one that don't respect me. That goes for white, black, brown, blue. If you don't respect me, then you automatically brush me out from respecting you. If you respect us, then I feel that there's a lot of good that we can blend our forces together and help each other. But if you feel that, and I'm using the if now, if you feel that you would change our churches and we would be moved, then I don't think that would happen. We got people that were born, like, that's my grandfather there. I'm right down in his track. I'm having a wedding here next Sunday that my father performed this wedding 50 years ago. And now his son is having that 50th anniversary. Well, to us, we treasure that. That's history. We love that kind of history. We're not going to tear it down. But when it comes down to politics and what this city needs, then I feel that the Muslim, the Catholic, the Presbyterian, I'm going to come out the black, the sanctified, the Baptist, the Holy Roller, whatever you call it, I think we ought to lay our religion aside and work together as men to help our people. And if you feel like that, I think we are really going to enjoy having you in the bed with us.
We have, for years now, in fact, ever since I've been the leader, we have shared the same facilities with Christian representatives and others interfaith gathering where we were all promoting the idea of us coming together and fighting the common ills that are in the society. Moral deterioration, moral degeneration in the society, and other ills that affect all of us. I don't see any problem with us working together. Any issue that is of genuine human concern, we can work together. I don't see why we can't. And we encourage that. We encourage that. You should never fear from us that we want all of you to become Muslims. We don't even insist that all the people in our mosque become Muslims. We have many Christians come to our place. We don't insist that they become Muslims. They're welcome to come there as long as they want to. They don't have to become Muslims. Our religion forbid us, we are not to enforce our religion on anybody. This La Ikrah fi Deen, that's the Arabic text of our holy book, Quranic text. It says, let there not be any compulsion in the religion. In spite of what you've heard about the Crusades and all these things, that report is not in accord with the truth of our holy book. We are not to enforce our way on anybody, our religion on anybody. But there are some things that that become principle, become a matter of principle. And our religion encourages us to stand up on the side of what is proper and right, even though it means injury to us, a loss of property, a loss of lives. We have to stand up for what is right, especially when sitting down and not standing up would mean the further deterioration of human life on earth or in that particular society that we belong. So this is a matter of principle, and matter of principle, what we are doing is a matter of principle. It has nothing to do with competition between the faiths. Our religion encourages us to go in the spirit of a relay race with people of other faiths. That is, we are not competing against them to stop them or to impede their progress. We are competing in the same race. We try to take the ball and run as far as we can, as fast as we can. If you can take it a little farther and go a little faster, we welcome that.
Another question. You have met the man we call, and I hate to even use the hammer that he used, another point that I've been bringing up on religious and what people call each other. So I use what they call, then I use what I call myself. You have met Reverend Joe.
Yes, I have.
Now, this is Elder John Henry Thrower.
Yes.
I don't believe in the word Reverend, mm-hmm. but myself and Reverend Joe had worked together good. But I don't believe in no man calling himself Reverend. But in this church, we call our minister Elder. Mm-hmm. So since you've met Reverend George and you've met Elder Thrower, do you feel that you can work with us? And we do represent the union, and we'll be going back to them, and I'm sure I'd like us to set up another meeting and sit it here, and if George is going to change it, then we will let you know. But do you feel that you have found out that you can work with the ministers of Oakland?
After my talk with after my talk with Reverend George, I was convinced of that. You asked earlier, would the marches be continued? I told him to tell his associates that the marches were the demonstrations, not marches.
Yes.
We can't see them as marches. That the demonstrations were off.
Yes.
that all we wanted to do was bring it to the concern of the church. And the church understand our concerns. So demonstrations are off in the Oakland area.
Theologically speaking, what is the
definition of God in your faith? I mean, how do you all view
the true and the living God?
Yes. In our holy book, it says, if you want to know how I am, that's God speaking. He said, I'm exactly as the faithful common people see me. So the average person who's truthful in their faith among the common people of the world, they understand God the way we understand God. That's what our holy book says. That's what we accept. And I believe you are one of those people, and I'm sure we understand God in the same way. Yes, we don't accept the theology. There's no theology in our religion. Theology implies that we can study God, and we don't believe you can study God. We believe that study God. We believe that God can only reveal himself, that we can't approach him to study him or to formulate some philosophy or some idea of what he is, who he is, and how he exists. We don't believe that he's open for that kind of examination by human beings or by any creature that he has created. So we don't have a theology. Unlike most of the religions, we don't have a theology in our religion. Mm-hmm. Yes. But we believe God is the being who created everything, and he is above and beyond the nature and limitations of his creation. He's responsible for everything that exists.
Do you believe that what we call the scripture, or the King James Version, I don't mean maybe some of the mistranslations in it, but do you believe that's the word of God? I mean, that is the revelation.
Yes, yes we do.
The revelation of God.
Yes, we do. We believe that the Bible, and its pure essence, is the word of God, just like our book. Yes.
Jesus Christ as the supreme revelation of God. Jesus Christ.
We accept him. Yes, sir. We accept Jesus Christ first as the holy prophet of God, and as a sign of his supreme word. Yes, sir.
Is he the Son of God?
We don't no, sir. Our religion forbid us from saying he's the Son of God. If we speak in the language, symbolic language, or metaphorical language, or esoterical language, I don't know what concept we would have. If we speak in that kind of language, then we understand that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in the sense that the Old Testament tells us, whoever follow God in the Spirit is the sons of God. Those who follow in the Spirit are the sons of God. And those who are his chosen prophets, then, are his begotten sons, in the sense that the Word and the Spirit beget Spirit that is obedient to it.
Do you think he proved by his words and his life, in reading the New Testament, the Gospel, the full Gospel, do you think this was sufficient to reveal? He said, if you don't believe my word, believe my words. Do you think God, whatever God that you see beyond him, do you think he can tell you more than he do to reveal, prove that he is the true and the living God? Do you think do you believe he forgave us for our sins? And
yes, we do.
Yes,
but in the proper context and in the proper language, yes, we do believe that God raised people from the dead. We believe that God saves and raised people from the dead. Certainly we believe that.
I mean, Jesus Christ,
through the Word, and Jesus Christ was a symbolic representation of the Word, because he lived the Word. So he's like the Word living in the world.
Well,
but that's not only...
I am the Word.
Yes.
The living Word of God. You believe Jesus Christ, whom we call God's Son. You believe he is the living Word. I'm not talking about the written Word. Mm-hmm. You believe he's the living Word of God?
Yes, sir. We believe he was a sign and a living Word of God. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, why I asked those questions, as you were saying, talking about the images that we have, you know, I was just trying to see where you all say, as a matter of fact, we, in my belief, is in that I'm a, what you call Southern Baptist, that is in doctrine, mm-hmm. and as he had said, all Baptists don't, on a few things, they don't see some things alike. Now, in our sanctuary, as I noticed that Brother Thor has the crucifix here, now that wouldn't be right to us, you know, you see.
I see.
You know, we would see that as Catholicism. Now, but what I'm saying is, we don't agree with any pictures in the sanctuary, or any crosses, or any, well, I mean, I wouldn't say cross, any images in the sanctuary.
I see.
That God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
And that thou shalt have no other God before me. And
we are one and the same in that.
How's that?
We are one and the same in that belief. We share the same belief with you.
But what I'm trying to get at now, what is it within the some of the churches that you demonstrate? What is it that you would like to see down? As I understand,
only the racial images. When I see an image, and it suggests to my mind a race that is not in that church, the pastor is not of that race, to me, that indicates an oversight on the part of that church, that they are not aware of what that's doing to them psychologically. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And we feel the image of the people,
we believe it'll help the moral and mental state of the people that belong to the church, certainly. We believe that it will serve in the long run to lessen the racial sensitivities that's in America.
Mm-hmm. That's the racial thing,
yes, sir.
I like to ask you a question on that thing. I guess you asked the question, and you're doing good. It's really, I really learned a lot, because I really don't know that much about the movement. But when you say you believe in the King James Version Bible,
the essence of it, the pure essence of it, yes.
You can't believe in all of it, you just, in essence, you believe in it. Do you believe in the God?
No.
I mean, the full scripture, that's the scripture that says,
you mean the
Trinity? I wouldn't say Trinity, but I know you know what I'm talking about. I just say God here, but the Trinity, which is three. But a scripture says there's three that bears a record in heaven, Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three. Do you believe that?
No, sir. I believe that we believe that that's misapplied.
That misapplied.
Misapplied. We believe there is a concept. We recognize the concept, but we believe it's it's misapplied.
Right.
It's applied to God when it should be applied to man, not to God.
Well, do you believe in the Virgin Mary, that God
yes, sir,
is the Father of Jesus, or do you believe that Joseph was his father. Like, he had a father.
Yes, sir.
And the Bible said, the angel said, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee. Now, do you believe that Joseph was his real father, or do you believe God is his father?
We believe that he was born of the Virgin Mary. And that Joseph was not his father.
Well, who do you believe was his father?
We believe that he didn't have a father, that he had a creator.
That's wonderful. Then you really believe in Christ.
That yes, sir. You believe in Christ Jesus. Yes, sir, we do.
He was a prophet,
but also a sign, a great sign.
Right. Well, yes. You brought up a good scripture. If you don't believe in me, then what, just believe the works that I do. So the work that he did when he was here, there's no man since him or before ever did what he did.
That's true.
So he must be just more than some of the big shots that we read about.
He's a sign of the Word of God. Yes, sir.
So we believe in God and man in one person.
I know.
See,
yes, sir.
And we believe he is truly the Son of God, and we believe you won't find no other God. I mean, without the Trinity, that is. So
we are not insisting that you change that.
Yes.
No,
sir.
No, we are not as insisting that you change that belief in Jesus as the Son of God. You know, we see Prophet Muhammad as the fulfillment of prophecy, and we see him as a sign that Jesus pointed to, and as the completion of revelation. We see him a degree higher in the process of revelation than we see Jesus. Here, what we are bothered with is not the way you see Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What we are bothered with is the imagery that came out of Europe that has been attached to the idea.
Is the color that?
No, if it was black, it would still be the same problem. If you would make Jesus black, we would still be against it.
In other words, you don't think Jesus should be in a church.
I don't think any image should be in a church. Any images of a human being, and especially racial images, because America is a pluralistic society.
Racial image was white, when you say racial image, then I just automatically think about white. But the idea, you don't believe
any image.
Christ's picture, period, should be in church.
It doesn't exist, really. There's no picture of Christ Jesus.
Now, one scripture in the Bible says one person prays one day higher than another.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, and that's me, prays all days of life. I don't say Sunday, no more Monday. But let not the one that prays one day higher than another then deny the one that prays all days of life. And they eat meat. We have doctors that eat different kinds of meat.
I understand.
And this is a good point that we're meeting. And the best day, now take Richard's church, and he said you all walked around it. And really up there, too, he's a man who used to get up there. He has Christ's picture built in the glasses, in the windows of the church.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't demand for him to take those windows down, would you?
Well, I think if he understood how serious his concern is, he would take up down, paint over.
He would.
He would. But we would never force him to do that.
But do you really think...
We never tried to force him to do it.
You really think it would hurt, or I mean would help our country? Now we understand that some of the churches that black people have, they didn't put those things there themselves, some of the things like...
That's what Reverend George brought out to us, and we understand that.
Yeah, well, Richard Lloyd was already there.
Yeah, we understand that.
Yeah,
but however, I agree, I wouldn't put those pictures, I don't say stained glass windows, I wouldn't put pictures of anybody in the sanctuary. I really wouldn't do that. But that is, if I had a hand, if I had a choice, you know, in building what I think is a sanctuary for the true and the living God. And, but those that's already there, I mean, Do you think it's the kind of Paul when he was preaching in Athens, and you know, when they had a sign that the unknown God, and he took his text on that, you know, and he said one way or the other, you know, you don't know what you're worshiping, you don't know the true and the living God is true, you know, see, but that, I don't think that was heard. You see, we believe in being saved and lost, you know, that is, salvation is only through Jesus Christ. The only thing that we don't compromise or don't sympathize with anyone on is Jesus Christ as God. And he owns it. Not one of the gods, but he owns it. Is God. And as he say, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, I am the resurrection, I am the beginning, I am the end, I am the first, I am the last. Now we believe that from our heart. Only him, he's the important thing. The other things are mine, you know, the way you're baptized and so forth, your church administration, the way you rule it according to your choice. That's minor so far as I'm concerned. But the major thing here is if a so-called church is really in the church, so if Jesus Christ isn't considered as the Son of God and the Holy Spirit is not controlling the people of God, you know, that's what makes them God's people, that distinguish them and identify them from all the rest of the community and organization. And
that's true. Well, we agree the same.
Only an organization.
Well, that's true.
If the Holy Spirit is not in, if Christ is I in you and you in me.
We have the same conditions. Same conditions for our houses of worship. I won't call it church. We don't call them church. But the same conditions for our house of worship is what you just stated, there. In our holy book it says that if the mosque, the holy house, was not built on the principle of taqwa, which is my spirit sets down and let the spirit of God rule. My spirit allows, just sets down. I resign my spirit to the will of God. If that's not in the house, then it's not a proper house. It says, don't stand in it, don't go in it. That's what my holy book says. Don't even go in a house like that. If the spirit of reverence and obedience to the will of God, or the spirit of God, is not there, then we shouldn't even attend a place like that. We shouldn't go in a place like that. So we agree there. But we do have some serious differences as to the divinity of Jesus Christ. We believe Jesus Christ was a human being. He was not divine. No man is divine. No man is divine. No creature is divine. Only one is divine. That's God that created everything.
But he was wrapped up in human flesh.
We believe only as a sign of the word of God. No.
But what happened on the cross when and maybe you have another way of explaining it. He said, Father, into thy hand I commence my spirit. It is finished. Mm-hmm. What's the meaning of it?
Well, you know, the Bible has been subject to many translations and interpolations and interpretations. Who knows? Maybe the word wasn't Father. Maybe it was another word. Who knows?
Maybe he used another word.
Possibly. We believe that Jesus referred to God as the Creator and His Lord, not as Father as we refer to human beings as our Father.
I got two more questions, Master. The reason we believe he was both God and man. He said once, you destroy this body, and I will raise it again in 3 days. What did he mean by that?
We understand that he meant the spirit of the human being that should be in the human being.
He was speaking on himself.
Yes. Well, himself.
He told them, you destroy this body,
mm-hmm.
and I will raise it again.
Yes.
Three days.
Yes.
He was speaking of the body that he wanted.
No, we don't understand it that way. No, we believe that his body is representative of his following.
Well, the next question he used, this is where I like to preach some time and talk about him as a man and then talk about him as God.
Mm-hmm.
Use what he said as man. Use what he said as God. Now, another place he said, no man. Now, to us, he's God now.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, he's the same Jesus that was here. No man take my life. I got power to lay it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I got power to take it up again. What was he talking about there? They were getting ready to crucify.
Yes.
And he said, no man take my life.
Mm-hmm.
I got power to lay it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I got power. I can see how those words could be changed so much since he said them to me.
That yes. Well, you know, I wouldn't want to try to change the way you believe, the way you see the Bible.
I just want to know your idea. I know mm-hmm. you read that. And when
yes.
you read something like mm-hmm. that, what's your conception of it?
Yes, reading? I have two beliefs regarding that scripture you quote. one, I believe it is, again, symbolic, metaphorical. I believe that it refers also to something we call in our religion qadar, and it's faith, but it's the faith, it's a power that develops because of your faith. If your faith remains in, if you stay truthful, you remain truthful to what you believe in, eventually a spirit develops, and that spirit becomes the spirit of that particular life that you have lived. It develops a spirit, a life itself, and that's like a power. It's like a power. So we believe that faith, if it's lived over a long period of time, and it grows stronger and stronger rather than weaker, it gets stronger. As you live it, it gets stronger. And after a while, a power develops there. And you do have power. You do have power. So we believe that there is power, that God blessed people with power. And the stronger your faith is, the more power.
Now, calling the questions he'll ask you and I've asked you, you have led me to believe that you don't believe
mm-hmm.
that Jesus rose from the dead. So I must ask you that question. I can't go away saying you don't believe in a resurrection, but you keep speaking of him as a prophet, speaking of him as a man, and it wasn't God. The next question is, did he get up out of that grave that third day?
We believe that that's a sign.
Right.
Of what happens now, what happens
to
the world.
Really
we believe that God raised him, but we don't think that scripture is talking about his personal or his individual resurrection. We think that scripture is the reference is to the reawakening.
Well,
of his message, of his message and his life and his mission in the people.
That you can't stand nowhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Why seek ye the living
mm-hmm.
among the dead?
Yes.
He is not here.
Yes, I
he
believe that.
He is risen, as he said.
Yes.
You believe that?
Certainly.
Good. You know, we're not really too far apart. We just have different ideas. Your father talks and all that. When we read it together, and we, mm-hmm. like I told him last week, it's not.
Well, I would say, As I say, to me, the power of choice, and above all, God made us free to choose, and he gave each one the power of choice. Even Adam, he let him choose his destiny, you know.
Certainly.
And I feel like the greatest not only we as here today, but I really believe in my heart that it's one thing that it's no substitute, it's no, nothing is good, it's nothing beyond, and that is seeing Christ as the Son of God, you know. In other words, I feel like that if we don't in this life, we have missed the mark, and greatly missed the mark. You know, if we don't, out of all the other things, it really doesn't mean very much, you know.
Yeah.
If
Well, there we differ. We differ very strongly. We have no right to insist that you change your faith.
Right.
Because our book says, if God had intended that all the people be of one faith, he would have made it so. So we expect to live here with you for the rest of our lives and generations to come.
Yeah,
thank
well,
you very much.
It is. It was a question of changing faith, you know.
Yes.
The,
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I've learned to know more about you and really glad to have met you.
Well, thank you. And you look like our relative.
Thank you.
No kidding. There's no joke.
Yeah,
that's right.
You.
He looked more like some of my father's brothers than some of them do. Yeah.
Now, there'll be in next
country?
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
And the thing about our family is all the throwers are kin. I've never met a thrower that wasn't kin to me. Now, our history is that it was 8 of us brought to the United States from Germany, and we were slaves. And the slave master bought 8 from a family, and they were throwers, and he let them keep that name. But I never met a thrower that wasn't kin to me.
No,
and when I went to Germany, the throwers, I mean, when I told them I was a thrower, ooh, they crazy about me. They knew it. And I did meet the white throwers in Germany. That's right. I had to go over there, and I had more friends in Germany. They said, ooh, I had good in Germany. I kind of hate to leave. They were crazy about me because I was a thrower.
No, my thrower was fool.
Fool.
Fool in evidence. Fool in evidence. But one day I'm going to show you a picture of my uncle. Did I get his voice on the tape? He didn't sound like
it. Now, is it anyone else would like anything to say? Do we want to point another meeting? I would like for us to have another meeting.
Yes, we would like to have one, too.
Let's let...
We'd like to meet the, in fact, we'd like to meet the pastors who are upset. So we let them know, personally, we'd like to tell them that they have a reason to get upset.
You think I could invite him to our meeting tomorrow?
Well, no, that would be what I, you know, what I mean in the sense of, here's what I mean. At that time, when they supposed to have other things to see out.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. I don't know what's on the agenda tomorrow. But I will tell you this. Yeah, I will tell you this, that we will. Since I know you, we will have you at our union one Wednesday, and we will allow you to, because all of the ministers are going to want to hear you say something. And they don't understand you. And since I have met you, I made to love you even more than I thought I ever would. But like I said down on the streets today, wisdom and knowledge is good, but understanding beats it all. As long as I understand your aim and you understand mine, if we aim in the same way, we might can get the guns in the same thing, pull the trigger at the same time, and all help each other. And, you know, I don't mean to notch a gun, but I think this is a good idea that we have here. And we're going to have another meeting, but I will let Reverend George set the next meeting. And I will tell him that you would like to speak to the union. And tomorrow I'll tell the president. The man that got upset is the president of our union. And I will tell him that you would like to have the privilege to come there and speak. And I'm sure, because he's that kind of man, he will let anybody speak. So we will probably let you know what day, what Wednesday that you can come and speak to our union.
Thank you.
So it was really nice to have met you, and I have good news for the union tomorrow, and Reverend George will be contacting you, and one day we want you to speak out.
Thank you very much.